Hello and welcome to the Melissa Diaz Report. My name is Melissa Diaz, coming to you from Austin, Texas. And who else is here? I don't know. Today on the Melissa Diaz Report, we're going to try to cover a few topics. We're not going to be too ambitious. Last time, I think I bit off a little more than I could chew. I think I tried to do like 10 topics in one 20-minute episode or something. It's not going to work, okay? But here's what I think I can cover for today, okay? First, we got the DHS secretary saying that the entire southern border wall is going to be painted black to stop people from climbing it. We got police in Ohio who say a man has turned himself in after allegedly throwing a green sex toy that struck a 12-year-old girl at a New York Liberty game. We have a mom who wrote an op-ed for the New York Times about her daughter, Sophie, who supposedly was made mentally ill by her interactions with her ChatGPT. Women are leaving the workforce. 80% of hiring managers predict artificial intelligence could eliminate internships and entry-level positions. Protesters for hire. Crowds on demand. Mercenary protesters. Okay, we got crowds on demand saying that hiring protesters for events in D.C. has gone up like 400% or something like that. And everything else, I'm going to just try to do a rapid fire thing towards the end. So this is what I think I can cover. And let's give it a shot. All right, you ready? All right, let's start with this. According to the Associated Press News, we got the DHS secretary who's saying that they're going to paint the entire southern border wall black. Black. I don't know what that's going to do, except that it's Texas. I live here now. It's hot here. You have anything black and you leave it outside, it's going to be extremely hot. Very, very hot. Dangerously hot. Lawsuit level heat is what I'm talking about. So I don't know that this is actually going to work out the way they think it is. But I think they want it to be hot because it's supposedly going to deter illegal immigration. I don't know. I think it depends on who's coming here, why. Also, I'm not so sure what the status is with illegal immigration currently. I don't think it's actually as bad as it was when we were still under Biden and there was that influx that was being reported, supposedly was like super huge, right? Millions of people. And the issue, I think, was at least from my perspective, the issue was never initially about like illegal immigration necessarily per se. It was the fact that government, maybe through lack of funding, a lack of priority, because you know it wasn't like a voting issue at the time, we didn't have a robust processing infrastructure set up for the border for legal or illegal migrants. So, you know, it was in this situation where it wasn't really being enforced and there was an issue because, you know, people live there, like actually live there. So you would go out apparently and you just wanted to like water your cactus or whatever the hell you do in Texas in your garden, right? And you know go look at your cactus. You want to go out, drink your coffee, take a deep breath, take in the limited sunshine before it turns into full-blown Texas sun. Just kind of enjoy the birds before they die of heat in midday, a few hours from then. And just look at your cactus. And then what would happen is you would look to the side and you would see a guy named Juan just hiding in your bush, okay? And you're like, hey, what are you doing in my bush? And then Juan just looks at you and goes, shh, hey, don't tell anybody. Hey, dude, Amiga's looking for me. And then you have to just kind of be like, all right, you want some coffee, Juan, I guess? And then Juan is just like, shh, man, don't talk, man. The fucking ICE is here. Dog, blah, you know? And it kind of kills the vibe, right? It kind of kills your morning vibe. And that was happening a lot. There were a lot of people with their children and even people who were with children and they weren't their children running around. And it was, becoming kind of an eyesore maybe for the real estate. I don't know. Maybe that's not good for real estate value. If you have people hiding you know, just hiding in all parts of your property, right? It's not a good look for when somebody comes for an appraisal on your property. You want to get the real estate value, and this guy's doing appraisal. He's like, hey, your house would be valued in $1 million, but you appear to have South Americans everywhere. Your house is riddled with Hondurans. So that's going to affect the appraisal a little bit. And so, you know, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what it's like living in the border, but it wasn't good. And they weren't being listened to. People were saying, hey, it's not like we hate these people, but we hate anyone who's hiding underneath the kitchen sink, right? We hate anybody who, when you try to open up a cupboard, is in there waiting, passing you your bag of coffee, right? Oh, you're looking for this? And you're like, what the fuck are you doing in my cupboard? And it's like, I'm hiding, man. Don't worry, I'll be gone by noon. I'll be gone by noon. And it's like, this isn't cool. This isn't cool. Who do I call? And then you didn't have anybody to call. So now we've gotten to this insane place where, I don't know, it's like a punitive almost towards people who are just running around. Everybody, there are many different motivations for crossing the border. Some are cartel related and some are not. And some are other things are happening. It's not even South or Central Americans anymore. It's actually like Chinese nationals, it's Haitians, it's people from all over the place that are coming through, that were coming through the southern border. It was easier. That's it, right? People tried through Canada. The problem is that most people trying to get into the U.S. illegally, for the most part, come from, let's say, more tropical places, warmer climates. So Canada was a real challenge for a group of people who grew up being able to kind of just walk around in flip-flops for most of their lives. You know what I mean? That's like, you know, a Californian would have an equal amount of difficulty trying to get to the back into the U.S. from Canada as anybody else, because it's like this warm climate. You take it for granted. And Canada is no joke with winter. Anyway, okay. But painting the southern border black is weird. I don't know what that... it's like you want to punish people. I mean, you know what I mean? I mean, they had to fix... children's outdoor gyms because of the black black rubber floor. It would be so hot it actually I think burned people's skin off, children, right? And if you think about it, you're basically turning the southern border wall into a 90s outdoor play area in a park for Mexican children. You're doing the same thing, but for Mexican children now. That's not nice. We already know that that's not nice. Who's going to be sliding down, up and down that wall, if not a lot of children? So, I don't know. I mean, we already settled this in court, right? You have to not make your gyms like that. The regulations cannot be that way. And, I mean, in general, you should not have to get through the kinds of obstacles that they've been trying to build. Like Gavin Newsom tried to do like barbed wire floaty devices or some shit, and now that's painting the wall black. I mean, if it's not something that you would give an American Ninja Warrior competitor to do, right, which is something that it's like challenging, very challenging, but not potentially fatal or you know, mutilating to your body, then you shouldn't put it at the border, right? Most of these people are short. Why don't you make like tall things that make it difficult for them because how short the average person tends to be from many countries, actually. A lot of people are short. You can get rid of 80% of illegal migrant access by just making everything too tall for them and taking away any opportunity for step ladders, cut away tree stumps, you know, clear all that stuff. And they'll be so short and frustrated, they'll just turn back and they'll go to other places where it's more amenable for short people, like Mexico, right? Like Bolivia, smaller people, like Spain. They would go to Spain. Have you seen Spaniards? They're tiny little tiny people. Italians, tiny little tiny people. The Romans were probably like the same size. They're little tiny 5'4", 5'5" little dudes. And which is probably why they thought Scandinavians were giant cyclopses, because they were just probably like 6'7" or something, like basketball player size. And these tiny little Roman guys, the little centurions, like little Mario guys, they were just like, Mamma Mia, right? And they're coming up there and they're like, giants, oh my God. But it's just like, you're small, right? And a lot has changed over the hundreds of years. Before, they'd go and fight Scandinavians and pretend they were giants, and they were just being cosplaying, basically, Middle Earth. And now they just get rejected on Tinder. I mean, things are better and worse in other ways. Things are better for the human body and mind, and terrible for the human soul. And that's kind of where we're at. And hey, you know, what are you going to do? But I'm saying, just make it harder for short people, and you will eliminate many, many people. Because just keep raise the cupboards. Everybody across the border, you know, they can also help. Make everything in your house for taller people. Most of you are tall anyway. Just put everything up, right? Put the refrigerator up on a thing, on a pedestal. Hide the step stools, right? It will frustrate them. They'll be like, this land is not for me. How can I ever hope to get anywhere here? I can't reach the doorknobs. Right, we need to start thinking outside the box here, because I'm not for painting the wall black is cruel. Can we just say that? That's cruel and punitive. Okay, that's it's not a good look. Moving on. Yeah. Let's see. They're gonna make it black and tall. Okay, sounds like a drink. Let me get a black and tall. Yeah. Hold the Mexican. All right. Sick. Police said an Ohio man has turned himself in after allegedly throwing a green sex toy that struck a 12-year-old girl at a New York Liberty game. I don't really have anything to say about this. I just really wanted to read you that title. And that's it. And then that's kind of it. I mean, we could move on. Let's say if there's anything here that is worth commenting on. Because it's just funny. That's it. I just had a good time reading that. I hope you did listening. Lawyer says the DA hunting crypto bros behind the craze. Oh, okay. Is that the spin? An Ohio man. This is like a 30-something year old guy from Ohio. This is just a, he's being charged. He's getting 10 criminal charges, including felony assault with a weapon, interfering with a sporting event, and obscenity. And I mean, if those are the charges for throwing a green dildo at somebody, you know how many people are felons, potential felons? You know how many comedians even? You know how many people, improv troops, have probably thrown a lot of dildos at their audiences? I'm sure they've hit a 12-year-old girl at least one time. Politicized. I think this is bullshit. The man's lawyer says prosecutors want to find others throwing similar sex toys at women basketball players. According to a report by ESPN, there is a nationwide publicity effort underway to market a new crypto coin that involves throwing green sex toys, often in the shape of a phallus, at WNBA players. That is even funnier. What is happening? This is crazy. So it's part of a trend. This is a trend of just throwing green dildos at WNBA players. But the thing is, the WNBA made such an effort to get people to want to go to those games, to make the WNBA popular, to get more attention on it, and to get, most of all, to get more money for it, right? So that the WNBA players could get paid more. The thing is, this is what is the result of that. You wanted this, in a way. This is, it would have been one thing if the WNBA had been more about, I don't know, inspiring women, and it's not about the money. It's like, we want this to be about inspiring women and women in sporting events and women, you know, realizing their athletic potential. Those are all noble goals. And that was, I think, what it was about before. But the problem is, that's why it wasn't making any money. That's why. So if you want it to make money, it's going to attract this kind of attention. Nothing noble makes money. Do you hear me? Nothing noble, nothing elevated, nothing spiritual. That shit is trash for money. It doesn't, money does not see that. Money sees tits. It's the WNBA. What do you think is the main difference and advantage of the WNBA monetarily, I'm saying, not in other ways, right? It's wonderful. It's feminist. Whether or not feminist is a good thing or bad, it depends on maybe like what your optics are on feminism, but it's like, you know, it inspires women. Let's say that, right? It's inspiring to women. It, inspires them to be fit, to not be afraid to be athletically proficient, to embrace, you know, playing with a ball. I don't know, right? It's teamwork, right? It's great for teamwork, women between women working in a team. Another reason why it wasn't popular with women. But you know, they weren't gossiping, right? It's not Real Housewives. If you want the WNBA to make money, you're going to have to let people throw dildos at them, and you're also going to have to encourage the players to talk shit about each other behind their backs and record it. That's the WNBA making millions and millions. And also, they have to show more cleavage. I mean, we know this. You know it's going to happen. If you want the WNBA to make more money, it's going to become the new Hooters. That's how it works here. And the thing is, you can't have it both ways. You can't reconcile a noble pursuit of inspiring women and athleticism and teamwork and, you know, striving in a noble pursuit to play ball and all this stuff. You can't have that and money at the same time. You can't make money from that. That doesn't make money. And because women are not as athletically good as men, not as impressive, let's say, like entertainment-wise. And by the way, men barely are. Now that we have robots, nobody is going to care about them in a while either. But compared to women, comparatively, the male basketball just has a longer history of more impressive feats of athletic prowess. In the WNBA, you don't have any pictures in the WNBA that have captured the hearts and minds of children all across the nation the way, Michael Jordan dunking and that white guy's balls in his face. Is that the picture? I don't know. I barely remember it. I'm not into basketball. But it's something like that, right? That's like iconic. There is no WNBA moment like that. Not to that degree. I'm not saying they don't exist, right? But it's the same. It's not the same. Is my point. So if you want the WNBA, I'm saying if you want them to make money, the things that make money are not the same things that inspire girls to be their best selves. Do you understand? So you can't have both. So you just can't. And now, I agree though, at the very least, don't throw a green dildo at a 12-year-old girl. Yes, absolutely. On the other hand, I don't think he meant to throw it at her. I think he's just a dumbass, which doesn't excuse it, but I think it doesn't warrant 10 accounts, felony counts. I don't think that. It hit her in the leg. This is also a part of some trend. So he should probably get a slap on the wrist, maybe like a little court appearance, like something. He should get a little bit of a talking to. Like, don't be a fucking idiot. Maybe don't throw dildos at 12-year-old girls. Sure, but 10 felony counts? The guy has a kid himself. So I don't know that this is... I don't know what this is. This isn't much. This is just me wanting to read that news title at you. And then now I just discovered a little bit more. But it's just a hilarious thing, right? The guy threw the green sex toy, it hit the girl on her right leg, and then he fled on foot. That's like, this is the world we live in. But this trend of throwing dildos at WNBA players, if you want the WNBA to make as much money as men, you have to let the WNBA basically promote its assets, which are its asses, which are the asses of the women playing. And that's it. That's how it is. And like I said, that's not all those women are worth by any means at all. They're worth way more than that. But I'm saying that the things that they are worth don't make money. So you can't have it both ways. And that's a problem. That's kind of the essential, one of the foundational problems of living in a consumer culture, is that the things that really make life worth living aren't worth shit money-wise. Okay, anyway, I'm going to move on because I can't, how many more ways am I going to say that? Anyway, in other news, Monday, a woman wrote an op-ed for the New York Times, last Monday, that is, about her daughter, Sophie, a largely problem-free 29-year-old badass extrovert, according to her, sure, who died by suicide earlier this year. While Sophie confided in her parents and her human therapist, she saved most of the details about her problems with ChatGPT, quote, saying, to her chatbot, I'm planning to kill myself after Thanksgiving. The mom is asking in this op-ed, basically, shouldn't the app have been programmed to report this? And I obviously, based on my value structure, the answer is a hard no still. It's not cool. It's a horrible, horrific, sad, very sad that this happened. But this would be like putting a camera in your diary, in all people's diaries, and somebody just watching as you write things, and then it picks up on a certain phrase that even may not have to do with actually killing yourself, but it's out, and maybe might even be connected to a more embarrassing sentence about something else that you like, maybe sexually or something. And then now you're outed. And now you do want to kill yourself because, you know, you wrote something that sounded like a suicide letter, but actually was just about the fact that you were confessing to your diary that you like letting dogs lick peanut butter out of your asshole. So now you want to kill yourself. Now you do kill yourself. You know what I mean? So this is, let's not go crazy here with the surveillance. The thing is that we already know the answers. They're hard answers. They're difficult, but those are the answers. The answers is that we don't want surveillance to that degree. We don't want our thoughts and our dreams and our souls bared to a chatbot, to a tech company, to a multinational conglomerate. We don't want the government to have access to those things. We don't want those things. But they know that we're afraid that that's where we're headed. And obviously, I mean, look around. It fucking is. If we're not already there. And the fact is that they like to just make little articles like that for clickbait because they know what the answer is, but they're going to pose the question anyway just to freak people out. It's a classic Dora the Explorer move or Blue's Clues, whatever you grew up with as a kid. It's just the, hey, should I put my hand in this campfire, niños? And everyone's like, no, don't do it. And she's like, okay. And she skips away. She was never going to do it. She doesn't want to burn her hand. She doesn't care. She's a cartoon character. But you know what I mean. So yeah, that was great. That's just like really complex New York Times clickbait. They just do it in this more flowery, elaborate way because that's their news voice. It's what their readers like to hear. Women, mothers are leaving the workforce, erasing pandemic gains. This is according to an article by the Washington Post. And this is the reason why women are insane. I think the news is directly responsible for making women completely crazy because you give them, like, every outlet has an ulterior motive for what they want from women, and they all put shit out there that pulls you in a different direction. Should you stay at home and raise your kid? Should you not raise your kid? Should you just murder your kid? Should you never even have a kid? Should you rip your uterus out and leave it in the in a bathroom bar, or in the bathroom of a bar? I don't know, right? Should you just shoot yourself in the pussy so that you can't have children with a stun gun many, many times? Who the hell knows? But this article is in particular freaking out mothers, basically. People like me who are leaving the workforce. And this is another, this is just like the WNBA. And it usually has to do with women because we're unfortunately in a position, and I'm not bitching about it, by the way. I'm just, it's clear. We're in a position of, you can call it whatever you want. Are they inferiority? We're in a disadvantage, whatever, however you, whatever makes you feel good, you use that word, okay? But women are at a disadvantage, let's say, right? In many ways, not just physical, but how we can allocate our time, what our inclinations are, what we like to, we're more inclined to get into and not get into, and how we make decisions based on how we have to deal with dudes, right? And that's, and dudes are, they run the gamut of extremely sweet to fucking raging assholes. So it's hard in that way. It's not insurmountable, right? But these are the challenges. Men have their own, but these are ours. And you gotta just, eventually you have to just own up to it, or, you know, cut your tits off and just become a man, because one, that's all you have. Those are your options. And you can't even become a good man. You become like, kind of like a beta man. And that sucks, you know. You just have to be like, you just have to be a guy who's short and has an effeminate voice and male pattern baldness. That's what you become to become a man from a woman. So you can't even be like an ace of a man. You got to be, you know, second tier man. And that sucks. So, but if you're a woman, you decided you're going to stay a woman, you're going to present as a woman, however you want to phrase that. You gotta deal with the fact that if you want to have kids, you're gonna, the shit is gonna have to be different. And the thing is, it's like, it's the same. Women have to deal with this. Women have to face their delusions of grandeur much, much sooner than men do. That's what I'm trying to say. Men can go off on a limb for a pretty long time because they don't have to have kids. They don't have to take care of people the way women do as often. So on average, I'm saying, not all men, right? Okay, just don't go crazy on me. But I'm saying we do. So you find yourself choosing. And it's not even a choice a lot of the times. It's kind of, you know, if you leave your kid in a dumpster, they're going to call the cops. So you kind of have to take care of your kid and kids and peoples. So, but the thing is, materialistic stuff like money, high income, power, you have to give it up in exchange for something that does actually turn out to be the more valuable thing. But no one's ever going to believe you. There's no media outlet that's pushing that, really. That's not an obnoxious Christian one. And so there's just no recourse. There's no communication. There's a giant gulf of silence between a woman who realizes that it's okay to not be the fucking president of the United States because maybe you were never that person to begin with. And you were just maybe cosplaying as a power player when really you want a family. You want this, you want to take care of the people you love. And these things are giant setbacks for money and power. That's like just the WNBA. It's the same shit. Things that are noble do not make money. And you just have to reconcile yourself with the fact that the so-called your story, you know, it's never going to be told. If anybody tries, anybody who's ever tried to talk up women and like what they do, they either have an ulterior motive themselves, so they fuck it up, or it's just a lot of yapping about women and women, or it becomes like a feminist thing, but not like the good, not like about voting, right, but about extremely esoteric power dynamics, right? It's just like malcontents and propagandists. Those are the only people that want to talk about like what women actually do, and then women don't have time to talk about what they actually do because they're fucking doing shit. And the thing is though that those things don't make money, and those things aren't there's no camera on them, nobody cares. So that's kind of where we're at. But now with this whole pronatalist shit, you know, with people needing women to have more kids, maybe that'll change. But it's not going to change for the better. I'll tell you that. I tell you what. Okay? If you want women to get more attention and make more money as home workers, as stay-at-home moms, as caretakers, you're going to have to let men throw dildos at them. That's the only way you're going to do it. And so that's my 2 cents on that. Okay. All right. Well, I think that's kind of all the time I have for any kind of long form news commentary, but here's some rapid fire stuff. Let's do it. All right. I just want you to know some more news. This is some more stuff that's going on. All right. So according to the Hill, nearly 80% of hiring managers predict artificial intelligence could eliminate internships and entry-level positions. More than 90% of information technology jobs will be transformed by AI, with 40% affecting entry-level roles. The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics forecasts that about 1 million office and administrative support jobs will disappear by 2029 due to technological advancements. Tasks like drafting press releases, basic research, are increasingly handled by AI agents. And now my opinion on this is get a blue collar job. Obviously things are kind of going south in the white collar workforce department, but also I do think that this is kind of a little bit of a psyop to basically terrify everyone to and make them submit back into the corporate world and do whatever they want. Anybody who gained self-esteem and self-worth about their labor value during COVID, you're the target. They just want to humble you, get you real nice and scared before the Fed lowers the interest rates again and things get a little bit better. And then you get a little bit more self-esteem again. They want to scare the shit out of you, so you go back to the office. This is what I think. But also, you know, start learning how to do drywall. I don't think it's going to happen right away, because there's other research that shows that AI is not working that well. You need a human babysitter for most of it. This is bullshit. Anyway, PSYOP. I call PSYOP. All right. Protesters for hire. Crowds on demand. I think I might actually cover this on Thursday in depth, but a DC paid protester requests surge 400% amid Trump's federal takeover of the city police crowd company. It's basically Democrats. The Democratic Party is hiring people to protest Trump. And that's kind of how everything works now. It's all smoke and mirrors. Nobody's actually protesting. They're getting paid for it. But at the same time, there probably are Democratic Party voters, but they want to get paid. Nobody's going to do anything for no money now. Okay. Nobody. Like I said, no noble pursuit of democracy is going to save democracy. Nothing's going to save democracy. Democracy is over. And you got mercenary voters. That's what we're going to have. Okay. All right. Wizard of Oz at Sphere opens off the Las Vegas Strip next week. Audiences will experience the 1939 film classic in a way its creators probably never thought possible. To which I say, have you never had 10 grams of magic mushrooms? And also, I probably am not interested in watching it unless you actually swap out the audio with the Dark Side of the Moon soundtrack. Okay, in other news, DC Guard to carry weapons. Trump weighs deployments to other cities. Some National Guard members in Washington, D.C. will now be armed, which is a shift from the Pentagon's previous policy, which had called for them to go without their weapons unless it was warranted by the circumstances. Ooh, this is nice. Anyway, welcome to living in a banana republic, America, because this is basically what that looks like. It's going to look more and more like it, almost as if we were cursed by an ancient Banana Republic burial ground, perhaps created by the United Fruit Company. Google it. All right. Trump moves to ban flag burning despite Supreme Court ruling that the Constitution allows it. I think that was a 1989 ruling. And I think MSNBC is covering it because this is kind of their purview of, you know, freaking people out with freaking liberals out, basically, about Trump. And so that's great. But this is an executive order. He can't enforce it. And essentially, executive orders, you should basically treat them as Trump just being able to print out and sign tweets with cameras on him. And then, you know, it goes into the news. And this is, I mean, isn't that peak tweeting? If you, that's kind of the aspiration of every person who tweets, is to be able to actually physically print out a tweet, sign it, and just get loads of media attention for that. So anyway, a new analysis argues that stablecoins could replace costly credit card processing that burdens U.S. merchants with over $187 billion in annual fees. Current payment systems create hidden taxes on consumers through inflated prices. That's all probably true, sure, and that'll maybe improve things. But stablecoin is owned by a private tech company, so be prepared to meet a new obnoxious tech bro CEO. And it's going to be a guy called Paolo Arduino. He's Italian. At least we have a funny Italian tech bro. Maybe he'll be fun. God knows the ones we have are not that fun. Mostly Zuckerberg. He's a creep. Anyway, Ozempic teeth. I'll close with that. Ozempic teeth. It's a warning that emerges as dentists report irreversible cavities from dry mouth complications due to weight loss drug. That's according to a report by The Hill. And that's great. So now, if you take all of the symptoms together, or the side effects, rather, of taking Ozempic, rapid weight loss, a lack of desire for food and pleasure, anhedonia, I think it's called, problems with your gut, dry mouth, shitty teeth, hollow cheeks, loose skin, your connective tissue melts, lots of other problems. I think we're going to live in a future where soon you're not going to be able to tell the difference between a person who's on crystal meth and someone who's on a reportedly perfectly safe and effective weight loss drug. So that's going to be interesting. Somebody's going to come up to you and you're not going to know if they just want to know the time or if they need $5. That's great. Anyway, that's all the time I have today. Thank you for tuning in to the Melissa Diaz Report. I gave it a good college try with keeping it brief and covering all my topics. I hope you enjoyed it. Stay tuned for Thursday. I'm going to go in depth about the mercenary voters, the trend that's happening, and other stuff. So in the meantime, I hope you enjoy your week. I'll check back with you again on Thursday. Thank you so much for listening. Tune in again Thursday. Tune in again Monday. And then the Thursday after that. And then the Monday after that. This was the Melissa Diaz Report. I was Melissa Diaz. Now I'm out. Peace.